Hey guys, welcome to the very latest and greatest episode of Shenanigans with Cheryl. I know it's been a while, but we had to break out the equipment because we are here with my besties, also known as the Threes Company. So give it up for Rudy and Jamie.
What up?
Woo! Hello. Say hello, podcast world.
Hello, podcast world.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you. Good to be here. All right, so we're drinking, just so you guys know. So the longer the show goes, the more real things may get. We may even get to see One-Eyed Rudy.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism for his penis. That is not a euphemism.
So y'all tell the story.
I just caught on to that.
I was like, that's not a euphemism for his penis. So let's get that straight. No, One-Eyed Rudy is when Rudy gets really drunk, one of his eyes like does not open. Like it's like it starts like halfway and then eventually just fully shuts. And he's like Forrest Whitaker over there.
Yeah, every time.
I can't help it. It's my tail.
That's how you know. Well, what's our tail? How do you know I'm drunk? What do I do? What's my thing?
You become very handsy. You're always touching. Like,
I know.
You want to like just, because you know I'm not a toucher, so you don't really touch me a whole bunch. But when you're drinking, you do touch me more. And I feel like you're more like, you know, grabby. At least with me. I don't know if that's with everyone.
Cheryl gets violent. She hits and bites. Yeah. She hits and she bites.
She does. She will punch you, no doubt.
And she'll bite you.
She's bit you.
When did I bite you?
Like the second time I met you. The first time your cat bit me. The second time it was you.
Okay.
Maybe the third time.
There's a pattern.
I was married too and I bit someone.
Yes.
Let's just get that out there.
Me.
That's probably why I'm not married anymore.
Yeah, that could possibly be part of it.
Don't poke the bear.
Hey, he was always trying to get me to go on movie dates with Rudy. He was like, I don't want to go see that. Ask Rudy. And I was like, you're my husband. I'm not asking Rudy to go on a movie date with me.
No. My ex at the time was just like, go. That's fine. Go. Yeah. Well, we all know.
Yeah, that's when you know the relationship's over, when they're pawning you off on other men.
Pretty much. It's like, no. And Rudy can come over for dinner, no problem. Whatever.
Yeah, true story.
That's so funny.
And then Rudy's like, I don't know, I haven't been in a relationship.
Hey, you know what? You aren't missing shit.
Really aren't.
Thirsty Thursday over here. All day.
It's overrated. But Rudy gets to live this crazy, nice little bachelor life.
I do.
You answer to no one. You don't.
I don't.
Except us. He answers to us.
Yeah, well, sometimes. He's hard-headed. You know that.
Well, I mean, he always asks for advice and never, like, actually uses it or follows it.
Because you're women. I don't...
Wow, really?
Reasons why Rudy is single. All right, now we know.
He only listens to women he's interested in dating.
Yeah, that's
true. We can give you advice, and it doesn't matter. They give you advice, and you're like, oh, hell yeah, that's a great idea.
It's
and me and Cheryl are sitting here like, what the fuck?
It's like because he wants to smash papas, that's why.
I don't think people know that term.
Smash papas.
Smash papas.
I'm like, come on, it's very self-explanatory.
You know.
Clap cheeks, smash papas, do laundry, all of that. Jamie almost spit up her drink.
I know, I did. Dang it.
It's all about me all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, you were, I don't know. Well,
you said women suck.
You said you don't listen to women.
When does everybody love attention?
True story.
That's true. I love attention.
You crave that shit. And you're complaining? Smack you in the back of your head right now.
For more attention, because that's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's stop talking about him now.
No.
We didn't lost it. Back up.
It's all about me. It's the Rudy show today.
No, let's actually talk about how we came up that we're the Threes Company. I think we were in a text. Yeah. We have a group text message chat that pretty much is like a never-ending slew of nonsense.
Pretty much.
It's everything from like deep conversations to Cheryl sending really inappropriate memes.
That's always.
It's like you're going through something deep and I'm like, I have a funny meme.
Yes. She's like, this sounds like it's getting too serious. I'm going to lighten it up.
I was like, I don't like dealing with emotions.
We're not doing that tonight, guys. We're not doing this tonight.
It's like, and then if you don't hear from me, it's like, oh, she's asleep.
But, you know, having a group chat, this is the first time I've actually had, like, a group chat that is as active as ours.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah. I haven't been a part of a group chat like that.
Well, every day, all day, really.
With the kids sometimes when they were younger and in school. But now they're grown, and so I don't have, like, a lot of group chats. Anyways, this one is my most active. And I feel left out sometimes whenever you two start getting nerdy.
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Yes. And then whenever I show interest, Rudy's like overwhelming me with all the information.
I try and mansplain you memes from Star Trek, right?
Yes, because I don't.
You
get
try to give her the whole backstory and the history of everything, and I'm like, she does not care.
You guys know how many times I Google what y'all are talking about? I'm not kidding.
That's awesome.
I'm literally on there because I'm trying to. I'm like, hold on.
We're big nerds.
Let me see. Yes.
I'm not as big of a nerd as you are.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say
nerd slash hipster.
Yeah, Rudy's a nerd slash hipster over here. Whatever.
All day.
He's wearing his Christmas sweater.
I am.
I know. Tell us about your Christmas sweater.
It's a diehard Christmas sweater. It's,
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
There you go.
I didn't know that was a Die Hard thing until you... Is it like Die Hard 2 or 3?
It's part 1, the best really? One.
Yeah, that's the only one I've watched, to be honest. Yeah.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those people that's
Would
like,
you guys consider it a Christmas
it
movie?
It is a Christmas movie.
No. I put this on Facebook.
Bruce
Willis on his roast said it's not a fucking Christmas movie. It's a fucking Bruce Willis movie.
They play Christmas songs. It takes place on Christmas Eve.
Hey, Bruce Willis said it from the horse's mouth, so... Bruce
Willis
Bruce said,
says go.
Yeah. Don't. Do you want him to show up and kick your ass? Come on.
Don't. Bruce, if you're listening, I'm not a part of this. You're amazing, and I love you.
He's going to pop out of that window with his bald-ass head, and he's going to kick your ass. That's really what's going to happen. You should be afraid.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
It was so funny, though, his Bruce Willis thing. He's like, you know, a lot of things have tried to bring me down, like male pattern baldness.
Yeah. It was funny. God.
And he says, but it doesn't affect me because I'm motherfucking Bruce Willis.
He rocks it, doesn't he?
God. I was like, that's Bruce Willis has the self-confidence I have in myself.
Yeah, for sure.
What were you going to say, Jamie?
I just saw this thing on TikTok, so it wasn't like a show, and I don't know what the name of it is. But anyways, it was Jamie Foxx, it was Bruce Willis, it was Brad Pitt, it was all like those people that we grew up with, like, you know, watching them. Mm-hmm. And then I just realized, like, damn, I must be getting old, because these are all old men sitting around a table, like, gray-haired and everything.
Okay, yeah.
Except Brad Pitt. He's still looking like a fox.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
man crush all day.
No, you know what? Jamie Foxx hasn't aged very much either.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, black don't crack.
I don't want to say it. I let Cheryl say that. I didn't want to
really?
Say it.
Really?
I didn't want to say it.
I'll take it. It's cool. That's fine. I'm a woman. I get a pass. I have a vagina. No one cares about what comes out of this mouth.
Half the things you say, I'm like, she's a woman.
He's like, yeah, she's a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is funny. We were going to talk about, okay, so we didn't really even talk about Three's Company. So one time we were talking one time, I was just like, we all just need to move in together. And I was like, Three's Company style.
Hopelessly single, looking for love.
Like, I've been single for like 3 years. Rudy's been single forever and a day.
All my life, yeah.
Well, you had a fiance once. Way back when.
What do you
when
mean,
he was
kinda,
like 20.
Were you kind of engaged or were you?
He was engaged. There was a ring.
There was a ring.
Okay, she met your it was family.
I didn't get it back though.
So, well, duh. You don't get it back.
You should though.
No, you don't.
That's some BS.
You telling me I should have gave Andrew his ring back after all that shit I went through?
No, it doesn't matter. It's a gift.
No comment.
It is a gift given to the bride. Yes. Now, it's up to her whether or not she wants to give it back. Some women do give it back because they're the ones who want the breakup.
No, I was salty. I did want it.
I gave I gave my first husband my wedding ring back because I said, someday you're going to give this back to me because, you know, I'm a bad bitch like that and that confident.
Cheryl, you said that?
I did. I said, I'm going to give this to you. High five, bitch. And I said, someday you're going to beg me to take that ring back.
I wasn't involved in that high five.
And it's like 10 years later. It's 10 years later and he has not begged
for it. God dang it. That one time you were wrong.
You know, that is one thing that I do say always. I'm always right. Like, in text messages and things happen, and I'm like, I told you, I'm always right. Unless it comes down to my life and my love life, then I'm 100% wrong.
Do what I say, not what I... How's that saying? Do what I
say, not as I do.
Yes.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
My mom used to always say, am I right or am I right? There was no option. It was, say I'm right. Because I'm right.
Yeah. Am I right or am I right? I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to start saying that now.
All the time. She reminds me of... You didn't know that? My mom always said that. Yes. She's like, am I right or am I right? And so there's no option. You're saying I'm right, bitch. That's basically what she was saying.
Well, me and my mom were talking about your mom today, and she was literally saying just that. She's like, Debbie always had to be right. Like, always had to be right.
Oh, girl.
And she was like, she would not accept that she could be wrong.
So this preface this, y'all are cousins, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No.
Kind of.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're cousins.
First cousins.
Huh?
First
Second,
cousins.
Third were plays.
Second. I'm just kidding. Distant.
Yeah, no, we're first cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're first cousins. Okay, so the reason we didn't want to say anything is because I got Jamie a job where I worked, and they don't know she's my cousin. But no one knows about my podcast, and I don't have any work friends on social media. I don't know if you have any work friends on social media.
No.
You can always edit this out if you have to.
Excuse me, FBI?
Yeah.
KGI so, undercover team?
No. Yeah, so that's why we were kind of like, no, I'll claim her.
Only here, though. Don't ask me at work, bitches. Because the answer is I've known her since in, like, what?
Sixth grade. Yeah, we've known each other since, like, sixth
grade. Cheryl's just looking at me, and I'm like,
ah! Lying out her ass at the Christmas party.
Did y'all really?
She lied. I didn't lie.
What did y'all tell people?
I didn't say anything. I just said we're friends.
Most people don't ask that, though. It threw me off.
Yeah,
Y'all look alike.
Yeah, I know. Nah. We're very different individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Wow. I'm getting slaughtered.
Oh my God, Chloe. How did Chloe get out? I thought she was put up.
She's been out.
Oh, okay.
She's pissed at y'all.
So Rudy has this horrible dog.
She's adorable.
No, she won't shut up.
I mean, I love animals.
And she's like, and I don't really care for this dog.
But I don't think Chloe's my favorite.
Damn it, Chloe.
Well, and that just really just made me all salty.
It's the breed.
It was like, the chihuahuas. Yeah, Chloe's a chihuahua. A chihuahua. Chloe's a chihuahua. Okay, so we were talking about moving in together, and I wanted to move to Hawaii. And with three incomes, I think we could get a decent place in Hawaii.
I think we could.
I mean, duh, but you won't leave.
You only love it.
I don't leave anywhere.
You don't... He doesn't even go to visit. I've been in Austin for 2 years. He hasn't visited me.
Nope.
There's always an excuse. Unless I was going to offer you the punani, then you'd probably be there in a moment.
I knew this would come up. I knew y'all would talk about me not traveling.
Hey, what do you mean y'all? Where do you get y'all? I said nothing.
I don't travel. I work too much.
You know what? You need to live and enjoy life. Yeah. Live and enjoy life and see sights and do things and get wasted in weird places.
There's more than this dry ass town, which I grew up in. Lubbock is my hometown and I do love it. I love the people here, but the weather kills me. Every time I come back, I'm literally
dying.
It's
fucking freezing.
Both
of y'all. It's 70 degrees in Austin right now.
Is it really?
Yes.
Dude, it was beautiful out.
No.
I was hot.
It was cold here.
And same fucking
and the wind. Where I live. The wind here. Like, it was 40-something, but it felt like 32 because of the damn wind. I love Lubbock and I hate Lubbock.
Yeah, it's a
love-hate. I love Lubbock because I could actually buy a house here and I can't buy one in Austin without, like, selling some organs on the black market. but I'll probably end up in
which
Lubbock.
Which organs? Not the liver.
I need my liver.
No,
I need
no,
not
no,
the liver.
No, nobody
You're
wants
not gonna
that.
Get any use out of none of our livers. Get it. You can have my...
It's like
hell, you can't even have my eyes. They fucking suck. I'm blind as a damn bat. I wear my spectacles. I'm looking like, what did you call me?
Mr. Magoo?
That liver's been rode hard and put up with.
Cheryl gets over there and she pumps up my... increases the text size of my computer. And I'm like, oh, that's better. And she's like, you have to see like 3 words at a time because it's so big.
Whose liver's worse?
Probably mine. No, you wrote a yours, probably worse. Yours. You partied a lot in your 20s.
I
didn't really party. We had kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I didn't have kids, so I spent my 20s.
I'm drinking. I'm going to drink a
blacked
bug.
Blacked out.
I'm drinking a bug.
I have gnats.
You have them everywhere.
Look, I don't know why, because it's so cold outside.
It's because they, you know what?
Do you have any in your drink? I mean, I'm still going to drink it. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit either. But you don't waste wine. We don't waste wine in this place. That is a tragedy, and we cannot abide. Okay, so Hawaii, we're going to move there. If I have to kidnap Rudy, we're moving to Hawaii. But I will say it's really weird. We've been talking about Three's Company, and Jamie's living Three's Company. Actually, you're living Four's Company right now.
She is.
Yeah, pretty much. Three men and me.
Three men and a Janie.
How's that?
Yeah.
Is it okay, smelly?
Okay, so, well, sometimes. It's one bathroom, so you can imagine. So, you know, when people go in there and take a shit, and then you got to go in right after.
Four grown adults in one bathroom should be illegal.
You're pooping.
Should be fucking illegal.
Just tearing that shit up in there. One after one. Everybody drinks coffee. Well, no. Two drink coffee and the other two no. But anyways, I have a system going where I told my boyfriend right off the bat, hey, listen here, mofo. You let everybody know that when they go in that fucking bathroom, the scrubber's there, the Lysol wipes are there, the cleaner's there. They better clean that off. I do not want to go in there and have to wipe down the toilet to use it.
Do they do it?
Yep.
She laid down the law.
Yeah, I laid down the law. So far things are good. But I will tell you one thing. I don't know how to cook for a large amount of people. Which, it's only 3 men, but you don't understand.
They eat.
Both of his brothers eat twice what he does. Twice what he does.
Like, which is so weird because
he doesn't eat that much like that.
For as active as Terry is, he does not eat a lot. I will say that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He really doesn't eat like a guy who is working as hard as he is. Like, most guys who work that hard, they're sitting there like,
Yeah, he really doesn't. I mean, he just goes, and goes. But so I'm trying to cook a meal. And I asked him, I was like, do I have to cook for all of y'all all the time? Or if I'm trying to get up early? So he got mad at me because I'm no longer making him breakfast in the morning. And I haven't for a while now. And then he asked if I would again. And then that's whenever all these extra people came in. And I asked him, I was like, so do I need to cook for all of y'all? Like every time? Because that's kind of overwhelming if you're not used to it.
Are they old school?
Well, not to mention. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that would be good. And I'm like, hell no. So I'm going to the grocery store. I'm like, how many cartons of eggs do I need?
You offered.
No, she didn't offer. She said, do I need to? That's not offering. I would have said, no.
Before
you say anything, Rudy, I'm going to say this. Uh-oh. This is what I've told Jamie from the beginning. I said, you got to set the boundaries with your words. You need to say, Terry, I will make you breakfast. That's how that conversation should have gone. I'm not a maid or a household woman for these two men who are doing nothing for me, by the way. I mean, all they're doing is taking up space and and inconveniencing you, really. Why would I make it more comfortable for them to live here? No. I would have told Terry, I was like, when they see the eggs and bacon and stuff and you eating it, sorry for them. They should get a woman and go live with her so that they can get that too. That's how, but I always tell Jamie, you're too nice, and I always, she's too nice. You got to set boundaries with people and say no.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing I ever did in my life is start saying no, because I used to be like her, and I used to do and take care and take care and take care until there was nothing left for me, and you don't want to be like me. You want to be better than me. Go ahead, Rudy.
I'm afraid now.
My God.
I'm afraid to say what I'm going to say.
What?
It's a woman's job to take care of the family.
I didn't say that. You said that.
But that's what you were going to say.
No, that's the chip on your shoulder.
Can we please just get this out of the way that these two did date?
For like a month.
No, it was like 3 months, three months. Asshole.
So, attention that you're hearing right now.
So,
we stopped dating because he is old school in his thinking about women and their role.
No, I'm
you are.
I'm the most liberal, the most you're not. Open-minded.
Not when it comes to your family and how people are portrayed and stuff. Like, you're like, I want the woman that's going to sit there and make me a plate in front of my family. and worship the ground I walked on and laugh at all my jokes, even if they
wash
suck.
Wash my feet, bitch.
First of all, I've cooked for every woman that I've ever been involved with because I have to cook. It's fun.
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
I enjoy it. But if somebody were to ask me, should I cook for you and your brothers, I'd be like... Yes. That's like you saying...
Okay, do you want me to tell you what his face read when I asked this question? He, like, looks at me, and then he kind of looks away, and then he was like, yeah? And I'm like, okay. So he's no longer getting breakfast in the morning because I don't have time for that, nor...
The energy.
Money to put into...
Yeah.
Buying three cartons of eggs weekly. Come on now.
Like, it's expensive to feed people with that big of appetites.
I mean, they do. I mean, and they do help. They do help with some of the food costs and stuff like that. So it works. I mean, it works out. But damn, still, if I'm cooking, I feel like I feel should like be if the I one have buying
to,
it.
Does I feel like if sense? I have to cook, if I have to cook for a whole family, you're getting two meals a day. The other can be cereal.
Yeah, well, and
Pop-Tarts, cereal, whatever.
Stuff. It's just, we all have different work schedules, and, well, I work from home, so I'm pretty much there all the time, but, you know, when it's busy, and you don't have time to, I don't even think to defrost anything, so 9 times out of 10, we're taking turns on takeout, so that's how that's going.
What do you take out?
breakfast and takeout.
What do y'all eat? Takeout.
Whataburger a lot.
Yeah, I live in Fort Worth, so A&J, or is it A&B Buffalo's, they have great food. Lisa's has great food. So for me, it's not so familiar as for them. But you know, y'all know how I was on my little Cheeto kick? Little Cheeto mac and
hot
cheese.
Hot fire Cheetos.
Hot
oh,
fire
my God.
Mac and cheese. Yes.
Those things were so bright red. I'm like, it looks like radio fucking active.
And it came out that way.
At the end?
Hell yeah.
It went in and came out the same way.
So I'm just like eating it. And anytime, you're not the only one. Nobody likes these. So anytime I'm making them, they look at it and they're just like you. They're like, what the fuck are you eating? What are you making? So one day I made pork chops and then I made that. And
how then
I made
it?
Velveeta shells. It's like mac and cheese.
It's like Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's the Cheeto brand.
Oh.
The Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, it's bright-ass red.
They have them in this, like, the little
I'm going to buy some.
Okay, yes. Let me know what you think. Just don't get freaked out at how it looks, because it is pretty bright. I heard they're not going to do Flamin' Cheetos anymore, though.
That's just because of
people would rebel. I think a lot of Mexicans would have, like, be leaving the country if they stopped making Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I mean, y'all, we need to stock up. Oh, my God. As it is, I had to go from Walmart to Walmart. This is how serious the obsession was. I was calling my boyfriend's daughter like, hey, how are you? What are you doing? Oh, I'm at Walmart. Hey, go to the mac and cheese aisle where the Velveeta shells are and the mac and cheese and look and see if there's a Flamin' Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
Because they were selling out.
Yeah. Every time I went to the store, they didn't have them. So I don't know if they just only, because it was new. This is fairly new. I didn't know if it was just because it was new and they only put out a certain amount to kind of see how the public would react.
Yeah.
But there was nothing on the shelves.
When was this?
A few months ago. And then,
summertime.
You know, they also have the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos. But the mac and cheese in that form is just
It's fire.
It's not that good.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
I feel like we just went on a tangent about food. All right.
We did.
I'm not hungry at all. It's not like I haven't eaten all day.
No,
I did eat today.
All right. So another thing we did want to talk about, or Rudy wanted to talk about, because it's all a Rudy show, is about his online dating profile.
Oh, God. We've had to help him with this.
Well, no, here's the thing. When he put all these pictures up, no smile in any of them.
I don't smile.
you need to smile.
You always smile, Rudy.
In real life, you smile.
All the time, right?
But in pictures, he always looks like he's trying to be like some serious Clint Eastwood looking shit.
It's my fault because that one picture he took with the smoke, and I'm like, I edited it. I made it black and white, and he was like, oh, that does look cool. I look cool as shit. And ever since then, Rudy doesn't smile in pictures.
You made a monster.
He sits there with his cigarette and that little puffin face. What's the word? What am I looking for, Cheryl? He just, that
rugged.
Face.
He's trying to look rugged.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's a good word to describe me.
Yeah, that is not rugged. A good word to describe you.
I'm not rugged?
No. You can't be hipster rugged.
You can't be a hipster who cooks all day and be rugged.
Yeah, exactly. I think our Rudy's having an identity crisis.
He really is.
I would honestly second that.
My pictures,
I'm having an identity crisis.
So my pictures do not.
I just don't feel like your pictures reflect who you are.
At all. No.
No. And that's what I think your dating profile should do, is to be a reflection of you. I have also asked him, like, I want to see the whole thing and see what your, like, bio is. And he won't send it to me because he knows I'll probably tear it apart.
And she would. And smile about it.
So I think what Cheryl's getting at is that I've been liked and swiped right by
a lot of men. A lot of chicks with dicks.
Hey.
No.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
You might like it.
And
you just might. It might be your cup of tea.
It's funny because like my whole life people have kind of thought that I'm gay, you know. And
I have never thought that.
Him having these two fucking earrings in his head does not help with the whole I'm not gay vibe either.
Hey, that's four.
Can we get bigger hoops at least?
Bigger hoops? Why would we get bigger hoops?
Because I literally didn't even notice he had earrings on till now. But also, I am blind without my spectacles on.
I know. Yeah. I was just like, they're like blaring at me.
Hey, this is like midlife crisis.
You know what? You've been going through a midlife crisis since I met you 5-6 years ago. You need to snap out of it.
Snap.
I'm a man child.
You know, I just feel like you really just need to revamp your whole thing.
My whole look.
Yeah, not your look.
We changed the picture. You changed the picture. Helped with picking pictures.
Yeah, I was like, I think we just need to do some different. Like the picture I took of you at my family's house where you're on your phone and smiling. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a great picture. One, it's candid. Two, it shows that you like smiling and you're like, you know, chilling. And I was just like, that's a good picture. The other thing that I feel like a lot of people, you don't go anywhere, so you don't have any travel pictures you could put up. So that's another one that usually people put up, or travel pictures.
You need to put that. I am lame. I am Rudy. Hi.
I don't like leaving Lubbock.
I do not travel. So if you want to travel,
but I'm not lame.
You can go.
Well, don't say that. I just say I'm a homebody, because you are. You don't like going to the bars. You don't like going out.
I've been going out to dive bars lately.
Yeah, but that's not the same as like
that gingerbread.
What women think of going out. Like, you don't, that's not what women think of going out. When they think of going out, they
I
think
don't
of
dance.
Like,
I don't like to.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You need to put that in your profile and just say, I'm a homebody. I really like a nice night in with the right person. You know, don't be fake. Be who you are.
Okay,
but
this is all I got to say about that. If you put in your bio, I don't like to travel, I'm a homebody.
You're
it's
not
gonna
get
really
no hits.
It's gonna be really hard to get any hits.
Which means you ain't gonna be smashing papas.
No papa smashing.
Not that you're smashing papas now either. But
so we gotta find a more creative way how to word this. Be staying home.
You should say like I'm an entrepreneur.
Focus on the good qualities.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. You don't have to say what it is.
No.
They can find out later on
if
a date.
Yeah, if they want to know.
You got to agree to a date. You got to agree to a date to find out more. I'm a man of mystery.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to reinvent myself.
Not really.
I'm just saying you
got to
tweak your profile.
The picture.
He said, I'm going to lie.
I'm going to lie.
The picture change did good. You've been getting more.
Also, Rudy sent us a picture in our group chat that's a picture of him bent over. He has one guy in front of him and one guy behind
with his
him.
Belt loop.
and holding onto his belt loop. And I'm like, you know, this does not help with the I'm not gay vibe.
We're having fun. Say we're again, like 20, you're 21. Not,
post that on your profile. Let's see what kind of hits you get then.
Damn it.
There are a lot of freaks out there, y'all.
Hashtag talk.
Oh, Cheryl knows them too. So the older I get, the more interesting my sex life gets.
With younger men.
With younger men, yes. I do. I like my older man and younger man. I have a mix. I have a whole mixed bag of goodies. That's really what I'm working with here. Mm-hmm. Because I'm at an age right now where I could date you or your dad.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Pretty much.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, watch out. Watch out, Rudy.
It's gonna. Oh.
I could be your stepmom. Oh, I'm joking. I love your mom. Your mom's the best.
Like, oh, not Mama Garcia.
Mom's so sweet.
They are. His parents are the sweetest couple ever. They're so cute. I never see them even get cross with each other.
Nope.
Like, they are just the most cutest ever. I was just joking. So if you really know who Rudy's family is, yeah, you would know that's a huge ass joke.
They know.
Mexican Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
We are.
Summed up.
I love it. Your dad
They're
calls...
They're the Huxtables.
Your dad calls the me Brady La Patrona. Because he knows who's boss up in this bitch. Game respects game.
Yeah.
My parents ask about y'all all the time.
No.
Every time we talk, they ask about y'all.
So if you don't know about Rudy, too, he doesn't really introduce a lot of people to his family.
I don't.
So if you get the introduction, you're in the seal of approval group.
Yeah, I'm private because if I introduce anybody to my parents, they still ask about people from like 20 years ago.
Like, God, oh, so like, we should have felt like, special?
Like, oh, I see how it is.
It's like, all shit, right. Mom, I was 7.
I don't even know this person anymore.
Who? You know, the one that... And then my parents give out nicknames to people.
Well, I'm love. Of course. She's Huelia.
No, she's a...
Huera.
Chile Colorado.
Oh, Chile Colorado.
Yeah.
Because didn't his mom show you how to make it?
Yes.
His mom showed Jamie how to make all kinds of food. She was trying to help her. She was trying to help her or something.
That was the only dish.
I'll say Jamie or
I thought she Cheryl? Showed you how to make green chili enchiladas or something.
No.
Maybe I dreamt that.
So I don't say y'all's names when I talk about y'all. I say y'all's,
That's
y'all's
so
nicknames
funny.
And
That's
like,
so
you know.
Funny. No, how cute. I love it. It's so fun.
I got dressed up for tonight.
So did I. Well, I don't have my jean jacket on right now.
Are we going out?
I'm down.
There's a high possibility we're going to have...
We can share Uber and that would be cheap.
Hell yeah. Maybe some...
Well, Lubbock Ubers are nowhere near as expensive as Austin Ubers. I will tell you that.
Maybe some cherry bombs.
If I
want
to go to...
I don't know.
I don't know about pizza or cherry bombs. Jamie's
tomorrow.
Already trying to ditch us.
Tomorrow.
Jamie's already trying to ditch us, see?
Are you going to ditch us?
Tomorrow. Oh, I thought we were doing brunch tomorrow.
No, you're doing brunch.
No, I said different. I canceled.
Oh, okay.
I canceled.
Well, we're doing cherry bombs and pizza tomorrow.
You know what? These guys are getting mad at me because I told Jamie, I said, y'all tell me what the plan is. I'm working
jealous.
Around your schedule.
Like,
this is literally what I said. I'm working around your schedule. No one told me there was a... Everyone told me Saturday we're doing the podcast. No one told me anything about Sunday. So I made plans for brunch on Sunday. And then this bitch is like, what the fuck? You're not hanging out with us? And I'm like, no one told me there was a plan for Sunday. I'm a planner.
Obviously.
Me and Jamie clash in this area. Because I'm a very detailed planner. And she's kind of like, go with the flow.
Jamie comes to Lubbock without any plans. Where are you staying? Oh, I don't know. Somewhere. Last time she was here, she stayed like at
4 different places.
Yeah. Yes. Like
I do that. That's
she's
what I'm
Nomad
doing.
Jamie is what she
I'm
nicknamed
Gypsy Jamie.
She
Gypsy
is.
Jamie.
Yeah. Gypsy
my,
Jamie.
Yeah,
hell
my
yeah.
My nieces call me Gypsy Jamie because I just go.
So how trash did we get last time y'all were here?
Oh, I got so trashed on the brunch.
We spent way too much money, didn't we?
Oh my God, I was so broke for two weeks. I was so broke for two fucking weeks.
That was the longest 2 weeks of my life.
It really was.
I was at the bus station giving out DJs just to
See, also does not help with the Rudy's not gay. That, and then he also talks about his celebrity crushes, and he literally does the hand job in his face thing when he talks about like Brad Pitt or like someone. I'm like,
Brad Pitt's handsome.
You know, I'm like, that does not help with the Rudy's not gay vibe.
I'm not, but
I'm starting to rethink this. Hold on. Everything I knew was a lie.
Damn it.
I'm trying to come to terms with this.
So my next crush is Zac Efron.
What? Okay, can we get into a female crush? Who's your female crush?
Alicia Keys.
Oh, all day.
Really?
Yes. I keep on falling. I can't even
Who
sing.
Is your female crush? If you had a female crush.
It used to be Demi Lovato, but I don't know what she's turned into now. She's kind of scary looking.
Mine is Kate Hudson.
Oh, I saw Titanic. So like 2 weeks ago, I had a edible that was legal.
Oh, it was Lies. Legal? You it was, had edible, yeah. illegal thought, one.
You no. know, it's like I say things at it the beginning legal. Before we start recording, and then everyone forgets them once you start recording.
We did.
Okay, we did. Go ahead.
I watched Titanic.
Edit.
Yeah, no, we, I, girl, I'm not talented enough to it edit in the middle of shit.
It was from the smoke shop.
Yeah, it's one of the ones you can go.
Was it like Setvia?
It's one that you can go and buy, like from a local drug.
That's
drugs,
the shit that makes
like,
people crazy,
Emporia.
And they go out on the streets and start gouging eyeballs out, right?
No.
No, that's like, what is that called?
They have CBD and all that in stores. Do, yeah. They have it logged, but it's there. That's what this is that he got.
Yeah, it was.
Well, whatever. Rudy got high.
It wasn't THC. It was kind of, I guess.
It was peyote.
It's
Who knows?
CBC.
I was like, it was peyote. Who knows what the fuck?
It was CBC. Wasn't it? And is that what it's
Y'all
called?
Just experimenting with a whole bunch of fucking crazy shit. I'm like, you know what?
Anyways.
Hey, you know what? That's what we do when you go to the grocery store. You see something on the shelf. You don't know what it is, but you're like, what the fuck?
No, I order the same things when I go to restaurants. I order the
So do I. I do too.
You know what? I'm adventurous in like the bedroom, but not when you're putting stuff in my body.
Damn it.
I mean, that's something being put in my body too, but never mind. Never mind. The logic didn't work out.
I almost had a spit take.
Rudy, that's a party foul. Keep your drink in your mouth.
Yeah,
keep she it in
your
laugh.
Mouth. Keep it in
There's
your mouth.
There's no swallow all of that
bitch.
Shit.
Swallow, bitch. Oh,
swallow.
See,
he's doing the
the hand movement again. Yeah, exactly. I wish you guys could see it. He literally puts his hands
like
up in the air.
Like a porn star.
Like
a porn star.
Like he's jacking off two guys at the same time. And then sticks his tongue out, too.
Y'all are awful.
While they're
coming, I had to give the visual of what you were doing.
Yeah, we had to make it.
Interactive for the audience at the auditory level.
It's still early.
You know what?
I don't know
Let's
what
take
time
a little
it is.
Break, actually. I think this is a good point to pause. What do y'all think?
Let's break.
Yes, break. Yeah.
And we're back.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Woo-woo. All right. So we're on break, and Jamie's like, well, we have to talk about how cute I look. So this hoe had a whole day of glamour. She went and got her hair did, extensions, got nails done, got this cute little new outfit that's like a buffalo plaid, black and white dress or shirt thing with a belt. And I'm like, you know what? I'm really glad that we had to wait an hour and a half for you to get here. Because we said 7 and she's like, 8:30.
She's on Mexican time. She's always late.
Yes. Yes, I am. But I requested 8:30, so technically, if y'all would have just agreed to the time I chose, I would have been here actually early.
Wait.
I got here
he said
at
7. I never saw you request 8:30.
We have a screenshot that says different.
Okay, well then, where did 8:30? Okay, I'm going to have to look back at my text because I don't believe either one of you.
There's a screenshot from your text message.
Whenever you said 8:30, I was scrolling because I was like, did they have a conversation I wasn't part of?
Cheryl sent a screenshot that said 7 o'clock.
Okay, but anyway.
No, you said 8:30 like at 5 o'clock. That's different.
Oh, well,
it was like 6:30 because I had rushed Lexi to get home because I thought I had to be here at 7. So I was rushing her through the mall and I was like, I could have just not been rushing my child.
Well, we can
if
go
I
to the mall
known.
Tomorrow too.
But
well, she already got what she needs. Like,
but
I was really
her?
Like, I was booking it like power yes. walking through. And she's like, Mom, I can't keep up. You know, she has short legs. And she's like, Mom, oh my God.
Little elf ears and short legs.
Yes, she's running around with her elf ears. And she's like, Mom, you're being aggressive, because I was being aggressive in the parking lot too, trying, because people weren't moving. And I'm like, I got to be somewhere at 7.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You didn't say
anything until like 6 something. And I'm like, my ass has been running my ass all around town. And now you want to say 8:30?
You stay aggressive though.
You know what?
Can we get back to my outfit?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it. Looking very cute today in your buffalo plaid.
Yes.
Black and white.
It's a pajama top.
Is it really?
I put on an fucking extra large pajama top.
Stand up.
And put a belt.
Stand up and let's see you.
It's a button up pajama top.
That's a pajama top. I thought you had
Yeah, this is sleepwear, fool.
Sucker, you said you had a story about it.
I mean, I did think it was a little high on the sides there.
Well, it's a belt and me moving probably.
Shaking them hips.
But yeah, it's a nice shirt. But guess what? I got it. I thought, oh, that'd be cute tonight. But then too, I thought I could take my belt off. And then it will be good for Christmas party with the family. Because we're going to do pajamas. Everyone's going to show up in Christmas.
You're proud of that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, look at how creative I am.
Two outfits in one.
She's like, look at me. I'm so ingenuitive. It's because we're poor. You get real creative when you're poor, okay, people?
But I kept worrying. I was worrying myself, and I almost talked myself out of wearing it because you know how I am. I was like, they're going to know. You know what? That TikTok,
we didn't know. Yeah.
Nobody's going to know.
But yeah, I thought, no, maybe not. Yes, no, yes, no. I was like, screw it. It's Rudy. It's Cheryl. It's all fine. It's great. It's going to be good.
And if anyone bothers you about it at the bar, Cheryl will punch them.
Oh, my God. Cheryl will literally kill someone.
She'll bite
over
them.
Me.
Yes.
Literally.
You know what? I am
she
very
would.
Protective of the people I love.
She would literally kill someone.
She would.
I would. Mm-hmm. And not even try to hide the
I don't
body.
Know about you, Rudy, but I know me for sure.
Damn it.
Rudy, I'd actually be like, you're a man. Fucking fend for yourself. Since you don't have no respect for women.
Oh!
What's all this?
What? That's what you said earlier. No, you were oh, you're a woman, so I don't listen.
You took it out of context.
Oh, I did?
Because that's what you do.
Oh, you mansplaining? Are you mansplaining?
I am mansplaining.
Here we go again. Another episode of Cheryl
Sexual
Rudy.
Tension.
Used to date.
Damn it.
The dynamic between these two, you guys. I live it. I live it.
You know
all
what?
The time. Even when
there's also
even in group chat, you two start lashing out. I'm like, oh my God, you can totally tell these bitches used to date because they just randomly we are having the best conversation. Everybody is getting along. Then all of a sudden Cheryl makes a comment and then Rudy's like, what did you mean by that? And then all of a sudden, it's a whole thing.
I
and
talk
I'm
shit
out again.
All the time. I literally talk shit. I'm not serious. I just don't use emojis like people use emojis. I expect if you know me, you know I'm talking. You know I'm
my ass.
You know I'm being funny. You know I'm talking shit. You know I'm giving you a hard time. I'm not being serious. And then Rudy, I don't know how many drinks in or how many one-eyed Rudys he's in at the time, takes it all offensively. And then we have to have a conversation the next day.
Well, and by the way, one-eyed Rudy is on the way because, one, I kind of see it.
No,
and, two,
not.
This motherfucker took a gin shot.
He did take
gin.
Calling you out. He's the only person I know who drinks gin.
Me.
Gin
same.
Is delicious.
Same.
Gin is delicious.
Can we please take a poll on this? On who thinks gin is
gross
or gin is great? Well, no, I have had a Tom Collins.
Is
doable. That's
I've
yeah,
always,
gin
so,
is
I've
in
always
that.
Thought of it as like a mixer. I've never really thought of it as like I drink gin.
He chugs it like it's water.
He really does. Like he's a camel in the fucking Sahara.
Mama Garcia, if you're listening, I don't really mean that. I don't mean that. I'm just poking fun.
They don't even know what a podcast is.
Your son is a saint.
I'm sure they're going to listen to this and they're going to judge both of y'all. I'm
no,
just saying.
They're going to judge you.
I mean, definitely Cheryl, but me? Why?
No. They wouldn't judge me. They love me.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, they love me. They'd be like, Rudy, why were you so mean to Cheryl?
Wait, so did we finish the Three's Company story?
Yeah. talking about us going and moving to Hawaii.
Yeah, but I don't think that we could do Hawaii.
Well, because Rudy can't go anywhere because but
volcanoes,
love it.
Volcanoes. Rudy, you're well, going to have to move. Well, we got tornadoes here.
We got volcanoes. We got earthquakes. We got
to compromise.
We're going to move Canada?
Yeah.
What? It's cold. I don't like cold.
Quebec?
I don't like cold.
I think I could be down. I don't like cold either, but honestly, I would do it.
No. I don't fucking care about universal health care. Fuck that shit.
No. Okay, so
Let's go to Florida. I feel like we would be good yes. Florida stories.
Oh, God.
We'd end up with some papers.
No. I don't know how.
Drunk woman gets eaten by alligator, Jamie.
I don't know how I get on these things on TikTok, but so I'm scrolling through my TikToks, and all of a sudden there's this man, and he's fairly young. He's real bearded and rugged, and he's all bundled up, and he has like a sleigh of really fluffy dogs that are big. I don't know what they are. But anyways, and he's in a shack, y'all. A wooden shack in the middle of the fucking Arctic Ocean. Because it's freezing over. So I think it's like in the Pacific. I have him saved. I will show you these videos.
We're talking about Florida.
Wait, is this just because you want to fuck a burly man? That you want to move to Canada?
No. This is in like... This, I don't know.
She wants to fuck huskies?
No, ew. No. I love my pet friends, but not like that. Not like that. No, so this is my point. We're there, or he's there in this little bitty shack, and I'm thinking, how in the hell is this man keeping warm at night? So he's showing it. He's lighting this like little heated oven thing, and that's how he's living. That's his house. In the middle of the
so
like,
you want us
ice.
To live?
No, not there. This is like no. I'm saying I was on TikTok and I come across this man living like that. That no, you know I don't want to live like that. Come
okay,
because
I was like, if you gotta boil your water for a
no,
bath,
no.
I'm like, this bitch has extensions and fake eyelashes and her nails done. I'm all like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And a pajama top as
pajama
a dress.
Top, hell yeah.
I was all like, this does not sound like the Jamie I know.
No. But that's just is mind-boggling to me because that to me would be like, I don't think I could ever live like that. But people can live with the minimum of, you know, that minimal kind of lifestyle. And I'm like, whoa.
TikTok is a
like
wormhole.
We won't name names.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, like
the Unabomber.
The girl that requested you on one of your dating sites, no names.
Oh, yes. No
she
names.
became a minimalist, and she just,
like, doesn't hardly work, rides a bike everywhere, like, you know, just crazy.
Edit out.
I didn't name names. It's just a...
We're friends on social media.
I don't care.
Uh-oh, I started that. That was my bad.
Never mind.
I'm a little shit starter. Not
she is a shit starter.
I didn't know it.
No, I mean, my brother did that, like, minimalist, like, their kids only had, like, 5 or 6 outfits, and, like, because they are in the military, so they have to deploy different places and move a lot. He's like, we don't collect things because we literally have to pack all that up and move it. So he's like, he's like, don't get us gifts, don't send us anything, like, we don't have room for it. He's like, we have room, but when you're moving around that much... You don't want to move
a whole bunch,
bunch of shit all the time. So I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could be like that.
I couldn't do because I love shit.
Yeah. You buy shit all the
you're
time.
You're collecting dogs over here.
I love shit. I buy toys. I couldn't do
gadgets,
it.
Gadgets, like random things.
Yes. I like dumb shit. I like Amazon, all that. Speaking of Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Rudy and I share an Amazon account.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of, we used to
did you forget this?
So I don't look at Cheryl's orders because I don't want to see the unseeable.
Yeah, like I order all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've ordered lingerie.
I don't look at it. I get emails. Your package has been delivered, and I just
we were on a video call where she was in negligee. All three of us.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to see me ordering it. Because then he's wondering, why is she ordering that and who's it for?
Somebody's jelly.
I order all kinds of crazy shit. I ordered your Christmas gift. It'll be here Monday.
I still haven't seen it because I'm afraid of seeing something else.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you could go see what it is if you want to know.
I have a true confession.
What?
I really, really, really enjoy whenever you two start, like, getting all intensified with each other, because then I'm, like, with my Cheetos, and I'm like,
the drama is real.
Kermit the Frog and his little teacup, or you?
No, I'm not minding my business. I'm all up in the business.
She's with the glass on the door.
I got my wine. I'm looking at it, because you two, I mean, honestly, y'all are so freaking funny about it. Like, I love it, because, like, I see it happening, and then it happens, and then after that, who cares, whatever. It's in the past.
Well, last time, our last Three's Company gala get-together, we had a whole episode at the Spoon. Because you came, and I was just like, well, why didn't you just tell her to wait for us, and we could have all just gone together?
Oh, yeah, we had a fight.
We had a fight, and he was like, don't call me stupid. I was like, I didn't call you stupid. You're thinking I called you stupid. I never said those words.
This is what I'm talking about, Amanda.
I wish I could have just a recording. I'm gonna start wearing a police body cam because hears what he wants to hear.
I'll tell you what she told me compared to what she said.
Okay.
What did you tell me? What did you tell me?
Version one, Cheryl. Version two. Yes.
I said, why didn't you just tell her to wait? We all could have just gone together. That's so annoying. Now we gotta call Uber.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
Yeah.
That's not what she said.
What I say?
This is your fucking fault. Why didn't you tell me something like that?
I never called you stupid. Yeah. He was yelling at me because he's like, don't call me stupid. And I said, I never called you stupid.
When have I yelled, Jamie? Do I yell?
Not to me.
You see? She said,
not to me. I don't know what goes on between y'all. This is a whole.
So we get out there and he's like, you fucking called me stupid. And I was like, I did not call you stupid.
I'm not going to say you don't yell.
That's not what I said.
Because you're human.
But no, he doesn't yell. He gets really quiet and very mean. You can be mean.
Oh my God.
You can be mean without yelling. I'm mean and yelly. You're mean and not yelly. Like, he looked at me. He gave me the death look. We were out there waiting for the Uber. He gave me the death look. He's smoking a cigarette. And he said, you fucking called me stupid.
Hey, I'm going to side text you right now.
You're going to side text me?
I just want to raise my hand to say, I just noticed that in the middle of all this, I was the reasoning for this fight.
Common denominator.
Because I'm late all the time. So that goes back to the last.
Yeah, because we've been waiting. We had been waiting at the Spoon for you.
Yeah, and then they were waiting here tonight.
So I was already frustrated. I was already frustrated because we've been waiting.
But I
take some responsibility for that.
I did apologize. I told him, I said, I'm not frustrated with you. I'm sorry.
She was frustrated with me.
I was like, I was being mean, and I got frustrated. I said, but I'm not frustrated at you, but I can't really be frustrated at her because she's not here.
So I can tell you that I felt validated after she apologized.
Mm. I did apologize because I needed to apologize. But I did not apologize for calling you stupid because I never did.
Because she was in the wrong, so she apologized.
I apologized for my attitude. I respect you. I said I never called you stupid and I never used those words because I would never call anyone stupid. Because I used to be called stupid when I was a kid and I would never do that to someone.
Lies. Can you hear that?
You just repeated what I told you. I said, I used the F word, apparently, but I never said you're stupid.
But anyways, y'all, calm down.
It's because of you.
We bicker like a little married couple.
We do.
Y'all
fist
do.
Bump, fist bump.
Fist bump. Boom. Y'all do. Okay, y'all see what I'm saying? What I just said that just happened.
That happens on our text conversation.
This is like all
we love
the
each
time.
Other.
But
this
he'll
is
text
like
me.
All the freaking time. I
he'll
love
text
it
me the next
so
day.
Funny.
No, they he'll text funny. Me the next day and he says, you said this. And I'll look through the text messages. No.
And Cheryl does. She, like today when she called me out, she That is daily. Yeah. Delete your messages because you will not have a rebuttal. I have a tenant because my storage is short, so I constantly am deleting everything.
So do I.
Yeah, everything.
But I will. I'll save everything.
I'm like
a court stenographer.
Yeah, girl, you would have been fucking bomb ass at that. I'm not lying. So, yeah.
Because I don't like people telling me things I didn't say.
And my ass,
I own up to my shit like, if I said it.
Just like with the answer thing, I'm like, I don't have the message anymore. And I'm like, because daily, delete. Because I like taking pictures. That's what I want to save my storage for. So I've noticed if I have a lot of storage elsewhere, and then I go and I look and it tells you how much storage is being used. I'm like, okay, well, even though messaging is a little bit, I can still use that.
You're like, that's two more pictures I could take.
Exactly. I don't care if it's just fucking two, but I like to take multiple pictures. Fuck that shit. But anyway, so.
You're looking at me like that.
I'm just saying.
You're looking at me like you want to bone me. Stop that right now.
No. I think I pissed you off.
No, you're looking at my boobs.
I was just joking.
Rudy likes to look at my boobs.
Oh my gosh.
Rudy likes to stare at most women's boobs, let's be honest.
I'm an ass man.
But you stare at boobs.
Well, that's just like...
Because they're there in front.
That's like
they're in front.
That's front. They're
front butts.
There you go. Okay, if you're standing in a room full of gentlemen in suits, are you going to look at the guy in the Navy suit or the Army suit, or are you going to look at the guy in the Marine suit? Come on now.
I'm going to look at the guy in the business suit because he's going to have money. I'm a bitch. No, I have to be difficult like that. I'm sorry.
You're very difficult.
I really am. I was like, I'm going to look. You know what? I have a joke that's been going over really well.
Let's hear it.
And it's the one that's been a big hit the last few times you've been out.
I mean, it's been a hit, but I don't know if I've told you guys it.
Oh, okay.
But it's not the one that I texted you guys for approval. This one is just another one I just kind of threw in there, and it's been working out. Because I do text these guys sometimes with jokes to see if they think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I get really mad, or like I go into work and I was like, listen, I have big tits. Like, it's hard to control these, one, and two, hard to cover them up. And I said, I go into work and I try to be professional and I take care to cover the cleavage. And I said, but it really pisses me off when these guys come in here with these tight-ass jeans where I can see their vein and cut. And they're not expected to do anything about that. Like, just make me uncomfortable. And it's like, you know what? I'm just really upset because I have an HR suit against me.
Cheryl is so visual. She's basically a guy.
I
have never met a more visual girl than you.
That guy at the axe throwing place for the Christmas party, I literally was like tongue on the floor drooling.
I was throwing axes
and I turned around and I was like,
old man just drooling over this party.
Did I see a picture of him?
No,
it wasn't work husband.
It wasn't work husband.
Okay.
No.
Work husbands, I just like
him.
You
saw a picture. It's not.
I saw one of work husband.
Yeah, it's not drop, draw, like stop what you're doing.
He was cute.
He's all right.
I'm joking.
There's something there.
I'm joking.
I mean, we flirt. Even one of our other coworkers is like, is there something going on between you two? I was like, I just like to flirt with him, and he likes to flirt with me.
This is the first time I have been in the office with like a lot of other workers.
You were telling me that.
And it's been a long time since that's happened. And I was trying to tell Cheryl, I was like, I'm distracted by everything that's being said and done. And she goes, oh, you're used to distraction. I was like, no, this is shit I want to listen to. Like, I'm like over here listening to their conversation, you know.
Yeah, cheese man.
Ear hustle. That's how you also get to know people
is through
their conversations they have with other people. So I'm hearing this conversation over here, then there, and I'm sitting over there doing this whole thing. I set up a whole wrong
co-location.
Yeah, it could have been worse. I could have saved it completely, but I didn't. I was like, oh, God, okay, what? Focus. But yeah, all the different people, like, I don't know how many people now that work from home, but it's
usually in the office, so we had about 50 to 60 people on any given day.
And you still get to go, so you still get
Well, now it's only like 5 or 6 of us, yeah. But, and I see them all the time. And it's the higher ups, so there's 3 higher ups, but Andy doesn't really come in that often. Mm-hmm. Just Mike and Jeremy, and then Susan and Leanne and me. And that's really the only ones. But they're going to add Kia and Tally coming in weekly so yeah. to help me with stuff. Because getting a little overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know I am Superwoman and I can do it all, but I don't want to. Not forever.
Yeah.
No. And it's real funny. I really did like that you got to see me, like, because, I mean, I know you think, like, I'm pretty badass, mm-hmm. like, in what I do. But then I was also like, it was nice to hear other people come up to me and be like, this place wouldn't run without Cheryl the way it does and da-da-da. And I was just like, oh, look at me getting my little ego.
Damn it. They love them some Cheryl.
They really do.
Ego stroke.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big yeah. time.
I was all like, yeah. And then I got a bonus gift card, too.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So everyone else got like, eh, and I got like, eh.
That's why she paid for the axe throwing.
I did.
There you go.
Yeah. I was axe throwing with work husband.
Yeah.
Hey, we were having fun. I just have fun with him. I like having fun with him. It's fun. We banter. We have good communique. Like, he knows I'm shit talking and he shit talk. I like people who can shit talk with me. Really, that's what it boils down to.
So we're in the meeting and I'm like looking at Cheryl and I notice work husband because I know who he is. He's one of the first people I met. I think he's a great guy. So he's sitting there and he has this shit look on his face and his arms are crossed. And I like text Cheryl. I was like, why is Eric looking like that? And she's like, I don't know.
I told him. I said, I know. Like, I said, I already told him. She messaged him,
fix your face.
No, I told you. I said, I already told him to fix his face.
Yeah, he needed to fix
his
face.
So if a man told you, fix your face, wouldn't that piss you off?
Not if we're friends.
No, you're full of shit.
No, not if we're friends.
No, I'm calling Ooh. BS.
Here we go again.
I'm guys. Calling BS. No, your face.
Here we go again.
So, but here's my thing. He right? was. He right? was. He was visibly frustrated with things.
I am staying neutral ground.
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
So if I told you,
I play the fifth.
Put a smile on your face.
That's different than fix your face.
Jamie That's just different. Gave an eye roll. No, it's not.
No. Telling women to smile because women should smile
is one
thing.
What's good for the gander is good for the goose.
Sometimes I do need to be told to fix my face because my face will tell you the whole story.
I'm just
and that's what I was telling him.
I'm just saying.
Like he was over there with his arms crossed, like so annoyed. He kept looking up at the sky. Like I was like, dude, everyone can see you.
Yeah.
Like I was being a friend.
Maybe he meant it.
I was like, I was being a friend. And he was like, oh, damn, okay. Like, he was all like, he's like, receptive. He's like, it's just retarded. And I was just like, I understand everyone else thinks the same thing, but we're at least trying to smile about it.
Yeah.
Like, ride the wave, mofo, ride the wave.
Well, because you just have high, like, that was just me being a friend to him. Because I'm like, everyone's looking at you like, really, dude, you look so pissed off right now. And you really did. Like, yeah. I'm like, she noticed it. Like.
Well, is he mad?
There was technical issues that should have been worked out ahead of time, and they said they tested it before, but I don't know. It was just a whole hot mess of a meeting. Because, you know, you have half the company remote, half the company in-house. Like,
yeah.
It was just a whole hot fucking mess.
So, no, yeah, it really was. And
we started, like, a whole 40 minutes late.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, it was, I mean, oh, it's a great place. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great place to work. Like,
it was just, he was all... But, you know, everybody has a positive attitude.
We all have bad days, though, right? Yeah. We all have days
where... Well, and the only reason I said anything is because Jeremy was sitting, like... And he's one of the VPs of the place. And he's looking in his direction. I'm like, dude, fix your fucking face. Like, you don't have to... You're like, you don't have to be, like... Just uncross your arms. Just gotta, like... talk to someone or something, like, because mm-hmm. he just looked like a whole vibe of like, what the fuck. Anywho, so that's work husband. Jamie, what are you doing? Like some crisscrossy drinking action?
She is. She's doing the arms locked.
Anyway, so back to my Three's Company idea.
Oh, again?
So we should just live in Fort Worth because we can't live in anywhere cold. We can't live in Hawaii where there's all that going on. And we can't live in Lubbock, Texas because, I mean, why?
We don't need people knowing what we get into.
So Fort Worth.
That could get back to our families.
Yeah. So Fort Worth, because it's close enough to come back home, right?
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, see?
Jamie's all like, I'm selling Fort Worth to these bitches.
And then they have Redneck Heaven, which I love.
What's
they
Redneck have a Heaven? A lot of really great things.
It's
there.
It's a bar / restaurant. The chicks dress in bikinis and tank tops.
Oh, okay.
And
I get it now.
Coconut tops. Last time we were there, we spent 8 hours there.
You spent 8 hours at a bar / restaurant.
The next day was like 10 hours.
Okay. And who are you
good?
With?
With my brother. With my brothers.
With one of your brothers.
Who will remain nameless
with
for
blah,
his
blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. We're there for a concert. We went and saw...
Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses, yeah. And
how did I know?
Rudy's sweating bullets.
Rudy's so predictable.
He's sweating bullets. Yeah, it's either Kiss or...
Kiss, like Guns N' Roses, and Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles?
Billy Joel. He'd probably throw down some money for Billy Joel.
All
so
day.
So many concerts you've been. That's the only vacay he will
That's
take.
The only thing he'll do, and he always has to be with someone.
Okay, so we have to go to a concert. That's it. Somewhere else. Then you'll go?
Hell yeah, all day.
Well, hurry up and pick one.
The Peppers are in tour next year.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Too.
They're going to Fort Worth, I think.
There we go.
That'd be a cool show. Hell yeah. That'd be a great show.
We could do that. All right, guys. It's settled. We're going to see Red Hot Chili Peppers. And you know what? I feel like this is a good ending for the podcast, guys.
Hell yeah.
I think we covered a lot of ground.
It was fun.
We did. I'm excited. It was my first time. Love it.
We popped her podcast cherry.
Yeah.
Damn it. So after this, we're going to go out, probably.
Yeah, we're going to paint. It's
we're
Lubbock.
We're going to go do some things, post some
we're
pics.
We're
going to
paint Lubbock purple, because I don't do red.
No, she doesn't. Purple all day, every day. All
right, guys, we're checking out. Have a good night.
Peace.
Good night.